Where does Ragnaros go for his back treatments? The chiropractor. Welcome to Greekly News Desk for the week of February 18th, 2017. I am Simon Atwell, and as always, I'm joined by...
Andrew Diop.
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 Diop. Diop.
Diop. Andrew, Andrew Diop.
Diop.
Diop. That's in France.
Diop.
Yep, yep. I hope everybody has had a chance to listen and hopefully enjoyed our what became a scene by scene breakdown, based pretty much, of John Wick
chapter Jan 2. Wick.
Jan Wick. Jan chapter Wick. 2.
Ooh. It's a good movie.
Yes. But I mean, anybody who's been listening for two episodes or more,
or less,
has known we're biased as fuck.
Yep.
Towards John Wick.
Jan Wick is lovely movie.
Lovely movie. Speaking of movies, let's just get into this news.
Yeah.
Get in, get out.
Get in, get out.
Everybody's got some place to be. I don't know. I don't know where I was going with that. So anyway, it's a drop right in the news here.
Speaking of dropping, the segue wasn't as good as I wanted.
I don't understand that segue.
Because see, this first news is Lion King, and in the Lion King,
they drop Mufasa off the cliff. Okay, so I get it now.
It's dropping.
I get it. It's not good. It's not good. But I get it.
Yeah, I thought I could tie it better than that, but no, it's good. So our first piece of news is Donald Glover of Star Wars fame,
also known as Childish Gambino,
is to voice Simba in Jon Favreau's The Lion King.
And James Earl Jones, speaking of Mufasa, is coming back as Mufasa.
Mufasa, Mufasa, Mufasa!
Avi. Who else are you going to get? James Earl Jones is still around. Who else the fuck are you going to get?
Yeah.
Nobody, that's who.
Yeah. If you can get James Earl Jones, you get James Earl Jones.
Damn right. And if you can't, there's one voice actor whose name I've forgotten. It's not a voice actor. He does do voice acting stuff. You remember Gargoyles?
Yeah.
He was Goliath.
Keith David?
Keith David, thank you. That's, if you can't get James Earl Jones, you get Keith David, because he's pretty great too.
He's pretty great.
He's got the same deep type voice.
Yep.
I love Keith David. He was great. He was great in The Cape. That was a great show.
And Mass Effect.
Oh yeah, he was General What's-His-Fuck. He stayed on Earth in three.
But he was there in all the games.
Yep. Mostly on Earth or the Citadel. Didn't do anything.
Man, what is his name?
I don't know. General What's-His-Fuck.
It begins with an A, I'm pretty
Anderson.
Sure.
Anderson. It's General Anderson.
Yeah. I was stuck in like Adama. I'm like, I can't get off of it.
He's not even a general. He's an admiral.
I know.
He was in the Navy.
Yeah.
Which, I guess, wasn't Anderson in the Navy?
But I think he got shifted around a bunch.
Probably.
And then, you know, depending on your gameplay, he was, like, president.
Well, yeah, for Mass Effect 2.
Yeah.
Only. Anyway, Simba, Lion King, Donald Glover.
Mufasa.
Should be good. Donald Glover, it's a bit weird, but I'm okay with it.
Yeah. I dig it.
I like Donald Glover.
Yeah.
So sure thing. I still haven't seen The Jungle Book, but I hear good things.
I haven't seen either yet.
And I like Jon Favreau, so I'll trust him.
He did Iron Man.
Mm-hmm. And he was also what's his name in Iron Man?
Yeah, his buddy bodyguard.
Yeah, he's got a stupid name. He's got a stupid name like Buddy or Hap. Is he Hap?
Maybe Hap. I don't know.
It's something really dumb. Like that, I am now IMDbing Iron Man. If you search Iron in IMDb, now the first research result is Iron Fist. The second result is Iron Man.
That might be a you thing.
It's IMDb though, not Google. That's different. Coulson, where the fuck is he? John Favreau, Hogan. Is he happy? No, Happy Hogan was a. Happy Hogan was a. What did Nick Fury have? Howling Commando.
Yeah.
I guess it's just Hogan. Anyway, it's a dumb name, like I said. We don't have a date, I guess, for Lion King yet, do we? Or anything like that. It's still kind of new. ish in the news.
Yeah. I haven't seen one anyway. And I was reading.
But what we do have a date for is our next point. In which case there is a, I'm gonna assume, final, fast-paced action-y trailer for Power Rangers, which comes out late next month. You see a little more of the Zords. You get a little bit look at the Zords. A lot of this is scenes we've seen before, maybe in cut in different ways, or a little bit longer in one scene here or there. But we see, get a better look at the Zords, and we see a better look at Goldar, the thing the Megazord is fighting.
And a better look at them in their suits.
In their suits. You see the power sword that, or whatever it's called, the Red Ranger has. A little more Vita. And I don't think, have we seen in the previous... Yeah, we saw one little scene of Alpha 5 and also Bryan Cranston, right, in the last one. We see a little bit, it's basically the same scene of Bryan Cranston, just a little bit longer of that scene.
Yeah.
And a shorter scene of Alpha 5 with Bill Hader. Yep. So, you know, it's good. It's certainly, it's action. It's fast, quick cuts, mostly action.
Boom, boom, boom.
It's setting the hype for the movie next month.
They got rid of that one stupid joke that I hated from that last trailer.
It's still going to be in the movie, though.
Yeah, I know.
Peeing in this cup.
I'm not looking forward to some of these jokes, man.
No. Although, what the Ranger said is funny, because the extent of the Ranger said it is even funnier, I think. But, the mother's reaction was terrible.
Yeah.
But, you know, trailer, sure, worth a watch. Link in the show notes. Worth a watch. It's a minute long. Action.
Action.
Action Jackson.
Power Rangers.
No, Action Jackson.
Oh, man.
What?
I just realized at the end of the trailer it had a little follow in the Snapchat thing.
Oh, it did, yeah. I noticed that, too. I ignored it, though.
Is this the world we're living in?
I noticed it, but ignored it. You know, Ali Spagnola, who is a quote-unquote influencer, that's what they call them now. She does web stuff.
Yeah.
She has a t-shirt that her friend made her that says internet famous, and on the back it has her snap code printed on the t-shirt, and it works. Yeah. And she's also, when they've gone to like influencer events and you sign the walls or whatever, she's looked at her snap code and drawn it to the point where it would work.
What?
Because she's ridiculous. But yes, Andrew, the answer to your question is yes, this is the world we live in.
What?
I have Snapchat, I just never use it.
I do too, but it's clunky.
It's not that clunky.
It's not.
Post a picture. It's less, apparently, as discovered last night, it's less clunky than Instagram. At least in my opinion. Because I couldn't figure out what the fuck I was doing with Instagram.
But I mean like clunky in the sense how it displays all these things. Like if you follow a bunch of people.
As I do, it displays them in online.
Yeah.
Of the last person to post something.
Twitter's better.
I don't think it's that clunky. Twitter, which you have to now opt out of having them in whatever order they want them in.
Yeah.
You have to opt into a timeline in order of time.
Yeah.
I disagree. But besides that, they're the exact same, actually. Because you go to the stories, and they're in a list of who did it last.
Yeah, but then you can drill down, you can do lists, you can do
searches, extra stuff.
Well, it's not really extra, it's part of the core functionality.
Yeah, but what are you going to search? The thing you're talking about just doesn't make sense. It's not, searching through something doesn't make sense, because you're searching for text. You can't search through a video like that.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So
they're incomparable. What you're comparing shouldn't be compared.
Right, but... To use it like how they're trying to use it for this.
That's what you mean.
They're like, here, follow us for all these cool updates and stuff.
That's a fair point.
If you're going to try and follow all these people, that's eventually you're just going to be like, meh, I don't have time for this.
Now I understand what you mean, and I agree.
Okay, yes.
Now I get it. we were talking about different points. I get it, though. You're right.
I'm nodding.
Anyway, let's move off of the social media that we know clearly so much about. If you've ever looked at either of our social media, we're fucking experts, obviously.
I understand the theory and fundamentals of social media.
You should understand the theory.
Yeah.
It's part of your job, even though I don't think it's part of your job that you do.
It used to be.
Emphasis on used.
Yeah. I've done everything, man.
Anyway, let's move on to TV news. Starting with WB gets the Archies.
The case of the Archies.
So Archie Comic Publications and Warner Brothers Television have signed an exclusive deal to develop new original programming based on Archie's catalog of characters. Then that's basically, at this point, all the real news we have, because then it talks about how daring and fan-favorite comic books they have, like Death of Archie, and then it has the funniest things that John Goldwater, the guy who runs Archie Comic Publications, I want to read this quote because I think it's ridiculous. For years, people have been saying, wow, Archie's making moves, they're fearless, they're trying new things. No, nobody's been saying that ever. Ever.
I've never heard it said.
Because it's never been said. Calm down, John Goldwater.
I've never heard.
You are bringing it out of the fucking 50s, and that's accurate.
Yeah.
But that's it. I guess actually, the other news is that they're bringing Mark Waid on as a main writer to Archie Comic Publications. Huh. He's a name that you may or may not recognize, Andrew, because I don't know, you know weird names, or don't know, I should say, weird names for comics. But he's a name that should be recognizable. He's starting on in May.
Archie Comics to Sonic the Hedgehog.
Yes, they do. And Josie and the Pussycats and everybody else who started an actual Archie.
But more importantly, Sonic the Hedgehog.
Yeah. Mark Waid's starting on Jughead, and his co-writer, Ian Flynn, writes Sonic, Mega Man, and Archie Babies.
Oh, boy.
Because Archie Babies, man. That's it. It's making moves. Right there.
I've never seen baby versions of other characters before.
No, never. Never happened.
Never. That is a move.
But, you know, that's a thing. That's, I guess, news. It means there's probably going to be other Archie shows out there, not just the weird CW Twin Peaks,
Riverdale. Yeah, the Riverdale.
Which is CW owned by WB? It wouldn't surprise me.
Wouldn't surprise me either. There's a lot of crossover IPs there.
Yeah. I mean, CW is owned by the same company that owns, was it ABC? Whatever Supergirl started? Because there was, even when Flash was on CW and Supergirl wasn't, they did that crossover episode. And then they moved. The next season they moved Supergirl over to CW.
Supergirl's rough.
That's network. The first season is network television, which means they get less money in Supergirl than either Arrow or Flash gets in them for CW. Guaranteed.
Sure. It's rough. Rough to watch. It's
network television. Network superhero television.
Yeah.
That's always bad. That's actually great when you compare it to any other superhero thing that's ever been on network television.
Why did network television have it even? Why does network television exist?
Because everybody gets it for free, and it's a great way for ads. Anyway, let's move on to the next point in TV. Rock the Castle. So
Frank Castle?
No. It's not Netflix. It's Hulu, actually. Yesterday, 2 days ago, maybe, I don't know the exact date, Bad Robot Productions,
J.J. Abrams,
posted a picture on their Twitter, not on their Snapchat, Andrew, on their Twitter.
Excellent.
Featuring Abrams stationery bearing a handwritten note that was a YouTube link, which led to the trailer, which is in the show notes, to Castle Rock. Andrew, you may or may not know what Castle Rock is.
It's the one that's next to the Fraggle Rock.
God, I hope so. Castle Rock is a fictional town or city, perhaps, in Maine that has been the site of a lot of Stephen King. Dead Zone, Cujo, Pet Sematary references it, want to say. Shawshank mentions it. Shining mentions it. The Clown, Pennywise, says something about it. It's set there. Thank you. It is set there or mentions it.
Stephen King. The Stephen King universe is Maine.
Kind of, yeah. So Castle Rock is a big deal. So, according to The Hollywood Reporter, Castle Rock will be an anthology series that brings together characters and themes in King's work that involve Castle Rock. If multiple seasons are made, it'll probably be sort of like, what's that other horror show that people really love? That's a new story with mostly the same cast every season. You know? It fucking wins Best TV Miniseries every year, even though it's an ongoing series, because each season is telling a different story that makes it a miniseries.
America Horror Story.
That's the one. Yeah. American Horror Story. So that's, it seems like it's a similar idea to do that. So there's a...
But Stephen King-y.
Creepy link that doesn't really... It's just a teaser trailer. It just shows a bunch of Stephen King names, or Stephen King story names, or character names, in the fact of Pennywise.
Yeah.
And Danny something or other.
Yeah, and Shawshank.
Yeah, well, that's a story name.
Yeah. It was the place.
Oh, that's true, I suppose. But doesn't it say Shawshank Redemption?
It's not. It says Shawshank Prison.
Oh, does it? I guess I just read Shawshank and assumed Redemption. Yeah. yeah, that looks interesting. I mean, Stephen King makes good stuff. J.J. Abrams as a producer is good news. Bad Robot Productions make good stuff.
Can't go wrong with J.J. Abrams.
So, But you can. Did you see Lost?
No.
I didn't see a lot of either because I didn't like it. Teaser trailer is kind of creepy just because of, you know, it's a bunch of random cuts from horror movies. What are you going to get? Also, Cujo is a terrible movie, just so everybody knows.
Cujo?
Cujo. It's a bad movie. It's about a dog that's like a demon dog and it traps a kid and a parent in their car.
That sounds great.
And a little bit more. There's a little bit more before and after, but it's mostly about that. It's not a good movie.
Interesting.
What are you watching now?
I don't know. YouTube's just going.
You just went to, well, I let you YouTube go to the next link.
Yeah.
Next and finally on our TV news, we have Sam and Twitch. So Sam and Twitch, Andrew, you may know, are detectives that were helpers of Spawn in the Spawn comics.
I didn't know that.
Well, you should have. So they were created by Todd McFarlane, obviously. Two characters. They're in by NYPD homicide detectives. So first made their debut in Spawn, helping him out. They were very popular. So they got their own series eventually, their own comic book series eventually. And now, Kevin Smith is working on a BBC America series based on them.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. The only reason I stopped is because it said Kevin Smith. And then I read it and I was like, oh yeah, I vaguely remember there being detectives in Spawn. We don't have any other real information on it yet, but I'm looking forward to it because Kevin Smith does good comic book shit.
Yeah.
Like his episodes of The Flash and Supergirl are the best of them, if you ask me.
True. Still haven't seen him.
He's, in fact, just yesterday or today maybe, posted a picture of him on the Supergirl set with Daxamite technology, wearing a hockey jersey that had a Supergirl logo and something else on it, because all he ever wears is hockey jerseys. It used to be just a Smodcast shirt hockey jersey that he had like 10 of. Yeah. He always wore the Smodcast hockey jersey, but now apparently because it's the same color, still black and red shoulder thing, so now he's just got the same hockey jersey but with different pictures on the front.
Pretty sweet look.
God, I wish I could afford to do that.
Just have all those custom jerseys.
Just wear the same, basically the same thing every day for my entire life. Also, he's making a new Jay and Silent Bob movie.
Yeah.
I don't know if we talked about that.
I think we did a long time ago.
But he's supposed to be making Clerks 3, but now he's making a Jay and Silent Bob movie.
Apparently. Interesting.
Or maybe both. Not really sure. Kevin Smith does a lot of things and then talks about wanting to do a lot of things, and so I'm never 100% sure what's actually going to happen.
Until it happens.
Are you looking up custom hockey jerseys?
Yeah.
you want to check the price on a weekly news desk? Would they be more or less expensive than day planners?
I would imagine more.
I don't know, man. Those day planners are pretty expensive.
Yeah.
All right. Let's get into games.
Visual games. Games. Games.
First up, The Honorable Story.
Honorable.
It's racist. Mostly because neither of us have gotten to the Samurai Story yet. So Forerunner came out on Tuesday.
Yep. You don't have to have played 3 Honor before you get to the 4 Honor. It stands alone.
So lucky I can't reach you right now. God, you're a terrible person. Played a little bit of the multiplayer. I haven't played much. I've had a lot of chances to play it.
Yeah.
Because I've been kind of busy. But I played a little bit of the multiplayer. There is one new class character for each faction.
Yeah. Like the Lawbringer.
Lawbringer and the Shugoki. The Knights. The Shugoki for the Samurai and the Valkyrie for the Vikings. The three characters that were not in the open or closed beta. Which I thought was funny because, you know, there was the gifs that I posted. There was the one that was the Raider pushing the guy off the cliff. And I said, yeah, this is basically Andrew's gameplay.
Yeah.
Another one was, or actually, no, it was when you were signing up for the Battle of Canada, they asked you, oh, how do you do this? Or when somebody does this, and they just showed those sort of gifs. And the one was the Shugoki crushing somebody's head. And I was like, that character's not in the game. Who the fuck is that?
And now it is.
Now we know the rest of the story. So Andrew and I have gotten through the first third of the story, assuming that the Knight story, the Viking story, and the Samurai story are the same length. We've both gotten through the Knight story.
Yeah.
It's very good.
It is very good.
I like it. I hate Apollyon.
Naturally.
Much like Liam O'Brien does.
Yeah.
At the end of it. And walks away.
Yep. There's some good gameplay and stuff.
I was going to comment on, like, the second mission as the Warden. It's just Dominion. It is just Dominion Light without any heroes. But somehow, it didn't feel like Dominion Light.
Yeah.
It felt different, but it was a Dominion map. I was doing the exact same thing, but somehow it was different. And well, I don't know how they did it.
Yeah, like, you got things like that, crossbow gun.
The Bastila, the little small.
Bastila. Bastila.
Yeah. Because Bastila is Bastila Sean.
Yeah.
And it's Ballista. Ballista.
Ballista.
That's what I was trying to say.
You ruined it.
I did.
KOTOR
ruined it.
Could be a tomato tomato.
Ballista, Bastil. No, and Bastil. Those are different. But they're similar. Yeah, they're little like mini ballista things. I did that for a solid just like
I did too.
5 minutes.
It's like take out the archers. Flip, I'm like, okay. Flip, 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 flip. And then now all these guys.
All these guys just charging flip, at my allies. Flip, yeah. Flip. It's great.
And then there's so many elements of the campaign so far that I would love for them to introduce into multiplayer and events and stuff. Like there's the one part where you're fighting on
the ice?
Frozen River,
God, fuck that! Fuck that forced ice battle.
I hated it. That was awesome.
I hated it because they would never. They always find a way to escape. I tried to push him. I stunned him, and then should have cracked to this final crack where it's about to fall, and he just walked off it. I was like, "Are you fucking kidding me? You should have fallen right through that ice, you asshole!"
It was awesome.
It annoyed me. I mean, it's great from a gameplay perspective. It just annoyed me because they forced me into it.
Yeah,
because that you literally cannot hit that guy, and he will not attack you to parry after you attack, get rid of half his health, and no matter where you are, you somehow get pushed off of the cliff. I do not appreciate being forced, but I understand why. It's dramatic and all that bullshit,
and it's real cool.
Pun intended.
Eh.
But yeah, no, that would be a cool thing to put into something similar to that into the multiplayer. That would certainly change things.
And that, like, escorting the battering ram.
The battering ram at the end, the last mission, yeah.
Yeah. There's just a lot of things that they've got going on that are cool.
Very cool. Cool, cool, cool.
Cool, cool, cool.
Good game, guys. Now, the Knight story wasn't particularly long. So assuming all three are the same length, it's a fairly short story. But again, this was a game we were expecting not even to have a single-player story.
Yeah.
You know, 2 months ago.
And then even at that, expecting it to just be a write-off.
Yeah.
Just different waves of whatever.
Exactly. Expecting it to be multiplayer, but single-player multiplayer, basically.
Yeah. But there was effort put in.
Yeah, no. It's a real story, and it's really fun, and it feels different than the multiplayer somehow.
And it all takes place post the whole apocalypse thing. long after the apocalypse.
Only like 1,000 years after the last Viking horde thing, but 12 years ago. I don't know if you noticed that. Except for the last 2, 11 years ago. And on top right corner, I think, depending on what level you were. If it said 12 years ago. Gotcha. 12 years ago, 2 years ago, and the last 2 were 11 years ago.
Yeah, I didn't notice that.
And I assume the Vikings are going to be 10 or so years ago, because the Viking campaign takes place after the Night campaign.
Yeah, they are numbered in order. You can do any one of them, but...
But technically, the Knights, Vikings. Samurai.
Samurai weren't even involved in the Night campaign.
No, because Samurai haven't left the marshes in years. The Mire. Yeah. Like it said, when you chose a faction.
I know.
Come on.
Saying.
Keep up.
It's interesting.
Is it, though?
They don't have it in the campaign. You have to go into multiplayer to fight the knights. Or samurai.
There might be knights in the samurai campaign. We don't know.
Yeah, but then you're not a knight.
No, this is true. You're no longer Liam O'Brien or Lynn whatever, who I can't remember her name, who voiced Mercy. I had to look her up because she sounded familiar. I don't know why she sounded familiar. The voice of Mercy, because I've not heard her. I looked through her IMDb credits, nothing. Although a really long stint of Christian Western movies.
Interesting genre.
Yeah, it's like, because I just saw Love's Undying something. Loves this, loves that, loves that. And I was like, what the I had to look it up. I was like, what is this? Because there is so many. It was like 8, and she's not even in all of them.
That's funny.
And I was like, my God, really? Weird.
Yeah, it was good.
Yeah, no, it's a very good story. Totally worth it. And gameplay is fun, as we've said before. So I think this game has just become more worth it now.
Yeah.
All right, let's move on to the next thing.
Go Knights.
That's a mammoth Hearthstone. You cut me off. That's rude. I don't appreciate it.
Knights rule.
No, they don't. That's a mammoth Hearthstone. So, Blizzard, as the Year of the Kraken, because they're based on Chinese New Year timing, has come to an end. The Year of the Mammoth begins in Hearthstone. And Blizzard is changing the way expansions will be released.
Ooh.
Also, this means Standard and WoW. Now, the Standard changes come into effect, I think, now when the year changes. Is that how it works?
He's when a release.
Oh, but maybe it's a new release.
When a new release happens, Standard will switch.
So basically, the new way they want to do it is the new plan is to release 3 130-card expansions at specific times of the year, multiple times in 1 year. And the adventures will be a separate thing. You will no longer get card rewards from adventures, but the solo content will still be there, and hopefully more. What the idea should be, sounds like.
And hopefully less cost, I guess, if there's going to be no card rewards.
Yes, maybe. Cards will still be acquired through packs, though, as like everything else. But new releases will offer single-player missions that will drive the expansion's thematic narrative.
That sounds cool.
So I can mind that. Might not get them at any cost, really. Or, I don't know, may get them. If you buy packs, you might get the adventure as well, kind of deal. I'm not sure how it's going to work. But these changes will take place in the second expansion of 2017. So
that's a little bit yet.
Probably summer-ish, halfway through-ish the year, if there are going to be a few expansions in a year. That's what I would expect. But I'm not a Hearthstone expert, and I did not listen to TAC, named up. Because I'm not interested in Hearthstone enough to listen to a Hearthstone podcast.
Yeah.
Although I have listened to an episode of TAC and listened to an episode of another one whose name I've forgotten now. Well Met. Name drop. But I was like, I like them. I like these hosts, but I can't justify an hour of listening to something where I barely play the game.
Yeah.
Just like Overwatch. I don't listen to Overwatch podcasts because as much as I like it, I don't play it enough to justify the time.
Yep.
So, Andrew, you want to talk about this next one? You put this point in, so you should talk about it for once.
Heroes of the Storm gets a Warcraft event.
That's a fact.
It is play 15 games using...
a Warcraft hero?
A Warcraft hero.
With friends. With friends. A friend, technically.
Yeah.
Sorry.
One, two, four friends.
One to four friends. Accurate.
And after your 15 games, you will receive a Primal Flame Saber mount.
In WoW.
In WoW. And it looks pretty cool.
You also get a mount, I believe, in Hearthstone and a 10-day
stim pack. Yeah. The horse you get...
The horse, of course.
In Heroes is...
False.
Flames of Judgment Charger
right,
mount.
Right, yeah. But the WoW one looks cooler, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah. The Flames of Judgment Charger mount's kind of just mostly a reskin of what the they've horse. Got already.
The horse. Yeah, and if you get it, the other one just shows up in your WoW account. It's not like an item or it doesn't get mailed to you like other things that previously.
Yeah.
It just shows up in your pet or your mount collection. Just so you know, if you've already done it and can't find it.
Has that happened to you?
No. I haven't played 15 games yet. But yeah. It's happened to people, and I've seen people tweet about it. Also, I haven't launched WoW in a long time.
Either.
Which is too bad. We should also play SWTOR, Andrew.
Should.
Not that we have any time this weekend.
Nope.
We got X-Wing. We got practice today, and then we'll be spent all day talking tomorrow in Toronto. Losing a tournament.
I'm going to win. There's a trophy.
You're going to lose.
We're going to win.
I'm going to lose.
I'm putting my try-hard pants on.
You noticed. And you're fucking super nerd. I'm going to make custom things.
Yeah.
Fucking nerd.
I'm going to win this trophy.
So, anyway, the Heroes rent is fun. They've also... increase the amount of Warcraft heroes in this rotation, so you make it easier to do it. You have more choices.
Yep.
So good stuff. Everybody should play Heroes. It's
Heroes free, great, mostly. Guys.
All right. Last on the target for games. Welcome to Johto, which I think I spelled right. So I'm gonna say Thursday.
Thursday.
Pokemon Go updated. It's funny because I read the update. And it was like, oh yeah, we did this and did that, but didn't say anything about the Pokemon added. I was like, so are you guys updating and not adding the Pokemon right now? Because, you know, people are going to yell at you. And then I launched it and I got two new Pokemon immediately.
Yeah.
So they have put 80-plus new second-generation Pokemon in, including the starters. Yes. And a bunch that I've caught so far.
I've only caught a few.
I've caught a lot of... Hoopers?
Whooper. Whoop, whooper.
Whooper. Whooper. That's it.
Yeah. I got a Whooper, and I got a Merrill, and I got...
You got a few Merrills.
A Spinarak, and
I got... A lot of them.
A...
Spinarak and Sentret are the new Pidgey and Rattata. Going to point that out.
Oh, and Swinub is the new goddamn Drowsy.
Swinub is everywhere. That's accurate, too.
Yeah. Drowsy still show up at my house, but now there's only one Drowsy, and then there's three Swinubs.
Yep. Remember that time where they were triangling around the Jinx?
Yeah.
Like the kobolds did yesterday in our D&D game?
Kabod.
Yep. Still going to reference our D&D games for people who out there who have no idea who have not played. Because I think there's probably more people listening. Well, no, maybe not more. Two people listen who play in that campaign, I guess. Because Evan, if he's listening, you don't count. You haven't actually come to play. You've made a character. You haven't actually played with us yet. But Pokemon. It's good stuff. I assume Andrew's trying to launch it right now. I see him playing with his phone.
Yeah, I'm trying. it wasn't working, so I can't tell you the rest. I caught another one that was cool.
I think
but...
we need to go through like a major list.
It's cool.
Doesn't matter.
Man. I want a Totodile. Still no trading.
No, still no trading, but they have said soon TM.
TM.
Recently, so who knows when that's going to be. Still, they've finally done something. And the what they did do in the update was a major, if you could ask me, quality of life improvement. Berry slider, or the berry, yeah, slider, I guess, on the left, and the ball, the Pokeball slider on the right. Which you might not even realize because you probably only have one type.
Yep, I do.
So now on the lower right-hand corner, there's a little Pokeball symbol. If you touch it, and you can sort of Pokeballs, Great Balls, Ultra Balls right there. And on the bottom left, there's a little Berry and Pineapp, Nanab, and Raz right there. You can sort of, it's easier than like opens your items and going down the list at, that it used to do. It's a better way to do it, and I like it. It's quality of life.
I wish there was a way to like bulk grind up Pokemon.
I wish was there was a way to skip the evolve
animation,
because I mass evolved like 20 Pidgeys and 12 Weedles and 10 rats last night, and I had to watch it every time.
Yeah.
But I got all that sweet, sweet experience from that lucky egg.
I just hit level 18.
Well, I'm like halfway through 25 or something.
That's how I got more Pokeballs. I still haven't hit a Pokestop.
You're a terrible person. Yeah. Luckily, we're going to Toronto tomorrow, so Pokestop's got lore. All right. Nobody needs to hear us ramble about Pokemon anymore.
Pokemon.
Let's move on to comics, shall we?
Shall we?
Shall we?
Comics in books.
Except they're all comics.
One's a book.
Is it?
Yeah.
Is this the first one a book?
The first one's a book.
I didn't actually read it yet. I opened the link, but I didn't read the link yet.
Well, let me to...
Look, the very first thing it says is upcoming Star Wars novel.
Yeah. There is an upcoming Star Wars novel.
Yep. What's it called?
It is called Inferno Squad.
Interesting. What's it about? What does it continue?
It continues the story right after Rogue One, but from the Imperial side.
Which is interesting.
Allow me to read the little blurb here. The Rebellion may have heroes like Jyn Erso and Luke Skywalker, but the Empire has Inferno Squad. After the humiliating theft of the Death Star plans and the resulting destruction in the battle station...
Of the battle station.
The Empire is on the defensive. In response to the stunning defeat, the Imperial Navy has authorized the formation of an elite team of soldiers... Breathing's hard. And talking.
You don't read a lot of things out loud, do you?
No.
You don't know when to take your breaths.
No, this is... normally you do it, like, with...
You want me to read the rest of this blurb?
Yeah, but... No, I got
you, this. You can breathe in commas, because there's a pause there. You breathe whenever there's a pause.
Yeah.
Periods and commas. Sometimes semicolons.
We're learning. The more we learn.
You're learning.
I'm learning. And some listeners. This is enriching.
I think everybody's smarter than you. Knows how to read aloud.
Could be.
Anyway, continue. Elite team of soldiers.
Known as Inferno Squad, their mission, infiltrate and eliminate the remnants of Saw Gerrera's partisans.
I didn't know that that's what they were called.
Partisans?
Yeah.
Partisans?
Partisans.
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 Partisans. Partitions.
Partitions. Patricians.
Like, two listeners. Get that joke.
Yeah. But they're laughing.
Or being offended.
Or both.
Or both. Anyway.
Following the death of their leader, the Partisans, Partisans,
whatever,
have carried on his extremist legacy, determined to thwart the Empire, no matter what the cost.
They should drop what and just say no matter the cost.
No matter the cost. Yeah, I was going to say that.
Better writing.
We'll just fix it for you. We'll just edit that. No matter the cost. Now, Inferno Squad must prove their status as the best and take down the partisans from within. But as the danger intensifies and the threat of discovery grows, how far will Inferno Squad go to ensure the safety of the Empire?
It's great. Oh, it's great because it sounds like your sort of standard like cop undercover story, like The Departed, which is a great movie. But it's the Empire because they're kind of space cops, more or less.
They are the ruling government. So they would be the
police, technically
military police, essentially infiltrating a terrorist organization.
Yep.
So.
And what I said, ooh, in the middle of my sentence was about this. This is going to be written by Christy Golden.
Yeah.
She writes good WoW books. I like her WoW books. So I'm looking forward to this then. July 25th.
Yes, July 25th. And I'm always down for more Imperial perspective.
This is a fact. Andrew loves his Imperials.
Yeah, and especially with picking Saw Gerrera's partisans, it helps paint the Empire in a better light.
Because they're, you know, terrorists.
Yeah.
There's no other way to put it. Saw Gerrera's people are fucking way too far.
Yeah, they're pretty much ISIS.
Pretty much. Hell, they're even on desert. At least in Rogue One they were. As they age your link. So yeah, I look forward to this. July 25th. Just to pick it up. Just read your Star Wars.
Yeah, mark your day planner.
Alright, you ready for the next one? Are you ready for Mysterious Theatrical Science, Andrew?
Maybe.
Question mark.
I'm confused.
So Mystery Science Theater 3000?
Theatrical. MST3K?
Yeah. Theatrical Mysterious Science. As they're getting closer to the revival that they're finally figuring out the legalese on how to do, Dark Horse Comics has announced that a deal they will be bringing licensed MST3K comics and merch.
Interesting. What kind of comics? What kind of merch?
I don't know. There's no actually exact news yet. We'll probably hear more at Toy Fair 2017. Which is in a couple of months, I think.
Just an announcement.
But as we, Dark Horse is probably just one licensee. There will probably be others in the consumer product program.
Oh, probably.
But that's all we know.
I bet Hot Topic's going to get in on it.
Really? MST3K?
Yeah.
I mean, I guess they do all the pop culture movies and stuff. Yeah. I guess.
MST3K is a pop culture thing.
We're going to get, I bet, robots, pop figures.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
Because, you know.
That's low-hanging fruit for pop vinyl.
Yeah, it really is. It seems like dead there, right there.
Yep.
So, you know, we're definitely, as we find out more about that, I will definitely talk about it then.
Stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
Don't touch that dial.
Next little quick blurb about Marvel, the Next Generation. I wish I could remember the Next Gen theme off the top of my head right now, but I can't.
Yeah, I was just going to go, woo.
Yeah, I can't. Yeah. No, I definitely have the wrong theme in my head.
It's not the right one. Space.
So basically, the final frontier. This is the continuing stories of the Starship Enterprise. Anyway, Generations is a... Is the next sort of event, Marvel event, even though the last Marvel event that was announced isn't even close to happening yet.
Yeah, that's weird.
I'm understanding that some people are like, man, Marvel needs to slow down with the major events. What are you looking at?
I just realized that my mic support thing isn't on.
What do you mean? Mic support thing?
Little bottom thing. There's
Sure. Whatever. I'll look at it after. I don't know what you mean. We'll talk more about Generations. Which might be not a big... I mean, it is a big event type thing. Because they're teasing it and they don't tease not big event type things. But the teaser is basically... Like, on the top you have a Phoenix, a Wolverine, Thor, Cap, and a Nova, Captain Marvel, Miss Marvel... Hawkeye, Iron Man, a Spider-Man, and a Hulk. And then on the bottom, you have a different Phoenix, I guess. X-23 Wolverine, New Thor, Sam Cap, Captain Falcon, I should say, Sam whatever, Nova, Captain Marvel, Carol Danvers, Miss Marvel, Kamala Khan, Lady Hawkeye. I don't know. I didn't know Hawkeye. There was a Hawkeye who was a girl. I didn't know that wasn't, what's his name?
This is comics.
The new Thor girl, Riri Williams, Ultimate Spider-Man. That's the one with the black suit with red lines, right? And a new Hulk, a different Hulk. So it kind of seems maybe like it's more the newer generation of, you know, the names could be examine their legacy or something like that. Which would be a good thing to do for an event as opposed to, you know, the big action, oh my god, we're affecting the whole world, everything changing events that they've had the past four times.
Yeah.
Could be a good time for a nice slow, let's look back on everything event. And that's what I want it to be. But it's should be coming this summer, so we'll find out then. Next. I've got to open the right link here. Grumpy Field.
Like Garfield?
That's half of it.
The other half is Grumpy. Grumpy Cat.
Yep. Oh. So Dynamite has published the Misadventures of Grumpy Cat since 2015. God, was it that long ago that they started publishing that?
Boy.
Grumpy Cat and her brother Pokey since 2015. So that's been very popular. So now an exclusive partnership between Dynamite Entertainment and Boom Studios, well, Kaboom, which is owned by Boom Studios, but Kaboom is their younger sort of aimed one, will bring Garfield and Grumpy Cat together in a limited series written by Jim Davis himself, who made Garfield.
We live in a wonderful world.
And I have to read this quote. Teaming up with Garfield for a comic book series is a real honor, says Grumpy Cat. I hate it. So, yeah, it's going to be... Apparently... Huh. Jim Davis approached Boom about publishing Garfield comics a while ago, and I guess that's the thing that's now come full circle, I guess. Its targeted release is, again, summer 2017. And again, it's a miniseries, so we don't know exactly how long, how many issues it's going to be, but... You got your two favorite grumpiest cats in the world.
Yep.
Coming out.
Mondays beware.
It's true. Only one of them hates Mondays, though, right? Or they both hate Mondays?
Well, Grumpy Cat hates everything.
Everything. That's accurate. So, next. I just realized that this is what I'm writing. This is probably going to mislead people.
I'm misled.
Iron Fisted Comics. What do you think this is about?
Iron Fist.
No, it's not. It's not even Marvel.
I've been misled.
Yeah. I just realized it. It's great. Actually, I'm keeping it because I like it.
Because you like misleading people?
Apparently. So, this comes from Titan Comics. Andrew, what happens to your Tekken characters when your quarters run out?
They go to sleep.
Do they?
Forever.
Well, Titan Comics probably won't answer that because I assume it'll be set in-world and not like... It won't be... What's Wreck-It Ralph style?
Oh, right.
It'll probably be, you know, Tekken's the real world style comics.
Man, that'd be cool.
That would be kind of cool, actually. But Titan Comics has announced a new series based on the Tekken series, which, by the way, Tekken is Iron Fist in Japanese. Oh. Tekken Heihachi is Iron Fist Heihachi.
Interesting.
I know that only because I watched Fairy Tail with subs for a while. And one of Natsu's moves is Iron Fist, and he says Tekken, and he yells it, and it's hard not to hear it.
Mm.
And eventually, you hear it enough times, you can, you know, associate the words.
Interesting.
Just like I know Ryu is Dragon from that, and, you know, Street Fighter. Street Fighter? Yeah, Street Fighter.
Yes, he is Street Fighter.
Anyway.
So. Eddie Gordo is in Tekken.
Sure. He did not one of the characters that gets named up here. So, coming in May 2017, this sensational new comic book series will tap into Tekken's rich history. I don't know what I was going to say. History mixed with series, I guess.
History.
Tap into Tekken's rich history and will feature memorable characters from the celebrated video game canon, including Jin Kazama, whoever that is, Heihachi Mishima, Yoshimitsu, Nina Williams, and Paul Phoenix. I recognize Heihachi's name.
I recognize Eddie Gordo.
He's the old guy with the spiky hair.
Oh, that guy.
The Tekken guy.
Yeah.
Tekken Heihachi. Titan Comics has hired Kevin Scott, who's a writer I do not know, and artist Andy Tong to kick off the series. But The art's nice. I like the art that we've seen. Oh, wow, that's small, because I'm on my phone here. So small. But the art looks really good. I like it. I might check this out, even though I don't really know or care about Tekken that much.
Yeah, I don't know much about it.
But it still sounded kind of cool. Alright, are you ready for this weird one?
Yes.
Funko Mix? Are you ready for the Funko Mix?
I suppose.
So, coming in May, IDW, they'll be doing a month-long event with IDW and Funko, combining to bring Funkoized versions of some of the most recognizable characters. They're most recognizable characters that Funko has the rights to. That would still fit in a comic book, I guess. So, Funko Universe Month will feature some of the most sought-after pop vinyl figures, quote-unquote.
Quote-unquote.
Coming to life in 5 off-the-wall one-shots. So Ghostbusters, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, The X-Files, Strawberry Shortcake, which I'm like, what? Who cares?
You're losing me.
But here's the only one I'm interested in. Judge Dredd. Oh, boy. Funko Judge Dredd one-shot comic.
Yes, please.
Yes, right? I was reading this going, maybe it'll go. And then I said Judge Dredd, and I was like, okay, done. This is in the notes because I want it. The Judge Dredd Funko comic. It's going to be amazing.
I'm also down with the Ninja Turtles, too.
You would be. So it's also going to have some variant covers of Back to the Future 20, Orphan Black Devotions number 3, Dirk Gently's Simon of Doubt number 8, which, by the way, Simon of Doubt was the unfinished book. Star Trek Boldy Go, number 8. Powerpuff Girls, the Time Tie, number 1. There's Powerpuff Girls comics?
I believe it.
Why am I surprised? Donald Duck 20, Mickey Mouse 20. Walt Disney Comics and Stories, number 738. Wow. All in there. So they're all getting Funko Pop figure variant covers. But most importantly, Judge Dredd Funko one-shot.
Booyah.
Booyah. Coming in May. Head into your... FLCS. It's in the game. It's in the store. Alright. Last on the docket, Andrew.
I am Groot.
It's a great story.
that would roughly translate into Baby Groot is getting his own comic.
Yeah, maybe you should have prepared this one, eh?
I did, but I lost my spot.
Yeah, all that time while I was talking to be ready.
I was being smart and cleaned my tabs.
Oh, God. Don't ever be smart during the show, because it only causes trouble.
It does only cause trouble. Anyway, I am Groot.
Yeah, we already did that joke.
I am Groot.
It doesn't work when I already know. When everybody already knows you're covering for a mistake. You know? You just want me to help you here?
Oh, there we go. Found it. So, yes. It's I Am Groot is the name of the comic. This is the first. And it says the blurb here is when the Guardians of the Galaxies get cut. Galaxy. Only one. What about the other galaxies?
Well, they don't have a seed ship like Andromeda to go to the Andromeda galaxy. They can't do intergalactic or a row or a two chains of stargates.
Oh yeah, Stargate. When the Guardians of the Galaxy get caught in a wormhole, a smaller than normal Groot is separated billions of light years away from the team, falling to a planet below, Groot discovers he is entirely alien. Whoa. He is on an entirely alien and unknown world.
He is entirely alien. That's accurate. Yeah,
that's true. Full of strange creatures and societies. Seriously undeveloped and with nobody who can understand him, Groot will need to make the journey to the center of this world to find his way back to his family. Poor baby Groot. Alone and lost.
Yeah, so it'll be drawn by Flaviano, who was worked on DC Comics Grayson and Harley Quinn and Power Girl. There was apparent that's one comic. That's not like there's Grayson is one comic and Harley Quinn and Power Girl is one comic.
Interesting.
Which is an interesting mix, as well as Power Man and Iron Fist, which is Marvel comic that we talked about like months ago. And it'll be written by Christopher Hastings, who has written a lot of things, including Adventure Time comics from Boom, Deadpool from Marvel, and the adventures of Dr. McNinja,
the webcomic.
That's his webcomic.
It seems pretty cool. In the interview here, he's talking about how he used Zelda as sort of some inspiration into storytelling, because it's a world where the main character doesn't talk.
Yeah.
But it still delivers like a cool and deep experience in the world. And it looks adorable.
Personally, I like the top of this article, and I'm disappointed you didn't read it, that they've announced everybody's favorite Vin Diesel-voiced monosyllabic character, give or take an Iron Giant, will get his own comic book series.
Give or take an Iron Giant.
I just love the give or take an Iron Giant thing.
Yeah.
That's all. Yeah, no, that sounds cool. When does that come out? Did we say that already?
I don't remember if I did.
I don't think you did, because guess when it is?
May.
Yeah. It's a lot of May things.
Sometime. May.
A lot of May. One of those 4 weeks? April? May. Oh, it's 4.5 weeks.
So sometime in that. Just draw a big circle around May.
May. M-A-Y, though, not M-E-I, because fuck M-E-I, May.
She is Bay.
She's the worst.
She's Bay.
She's the worst.
May is Bay.
She's the worst.
May's Bay.
The worst. Yeah, so, with that, that's all we have this week. Hey, what did you just do?
I clicked.
It looked like something changed.
Nope.
But maybe it's because you highlighted something and unhighlighted it.
Yeah.
I didn't want to change that because I thought it was funny. Anyway, that's all we have this week. You can find us on Twitter. I am at Dud75.
I am Groot.
That's definitely taken. You know that's taken, right?
Yeah, it's got to be. I am at DUP3.
It was probably taken before the movie came out. And you can find the show at Weekly News, GWEEKLYNEWS. Our website is weeklynews.com, where you can find the show notes with a couple of links to the trailers, and where you can leave a comment on the bottom of each post. You can also listen to our stuff there. Or you could email us if you want to talk to us that way. As feedback at weeklynews.com. We would love some emails. We'll talk, we'll respond, we'll email you back, do all that good stuff. We have Facebook, facebook.com/weeklynews. If that's your social media of preference, that's not how you say that sentence.
Of choice.
Social media preference of choice. We also have a Discord server, which has been tweet, it's been Facebook post, and there's a little widget on our website. You can come play games and talk and chat.
We do not have a Snapchat.
No, I have a Snapchat that I never use.
I have a Snapchat.
Snapchat that he almost never uses.
Yeah.
But no, there's no... Mind you, we also barely use the Twitter. I just use the Twitter to announce when the show goes up.
Yeah.
That's pretty much it. And I think once or twice I posted things that I thought were funny but weren't really news. Like, I think I put the Warhammer. Was it Warhammer My Little Pony Army
thing? Yeah.
I think I tweeted that out. Or maybe I put it on Facebook.
The one that was auctioned off.
Yeah. And also on iTunes. We would love a rating and review on iTunes. Powies. Alright, thank you for putting up with our shit, and we'll see you next time.
Toodaloo.